السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا في يوم. On this beautiful Tuesday morning, 29th of July 2025, corresponding with the 3rd of Safar 1447, may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat and good health. With Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, ana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Safar year in South Africa, 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 51, Surah Az-Zariyat, and verses 28, 29 and 30. And in that way, we will complete and conclude the 26 part, the 26 juz, the 26 supara of the noble Quran. And for me personally, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka almulku kullu. We can only praise Almighty Allah Jalla wala for His ever recurring bounties and favors which He showers upon us. And this is the barakah and the blessings and the wasila of Rahmatul Alameen Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was a young boy in one sleepy little town called Heidelberg. And I wrote it down, I checked it up this morning with the Honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. It was a Wednesday that I read my last sabak, and this was my last sabak, which is today's lesson, my last lesson. And to complete my hifz, so Hafsab wrote there with his Mubarak hands and the Mubarak pen. So he was ready. He wrote Wednesday in my Quran Sharif, ended Hifz 13 Sha'ban and 1390. 13 Sha'ban, 1390, and 1410, so 70. So that is the 14th of October, and it is 1970. So I remember that this was just a few weeks, like, you know, before Ramadan Mubarak and so forth. And they told me that we went to Mias Farm to Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi. He was the Grand Mufti of Transvaal at that time. And he said, no, this youngster, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going. He can't perform Taraweeh. So my parents were very disappointed. But anyway, I was just in my, you know, it's one of those things, finished now. And my family, 99%, didn't even know that this youngster finished Hifz, you know. So my parents, my ustad, my colleagues knew and so forth. No jalsa and all these things here. Yeah. So this is Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. Hada min faldi rabbi, hada rahmatu min rabbi. So we should always thank Almighty Allah Jalla wala for His ever-recurring bounties and favors which He showers upon us. Therefore, Ummah, make it part of your routine that daily we read 2 rakat salatu shukr and thankfulness and gratitude to Almighty Allah Jalla wala for His ever-recurring bounties and favors which He showers upon us. Now, you want to know what is today's lesson? So there's a cross-reference here. And write it down, then you'll get the entire story and episode. You go to chapter 11, Surah Hud. And then you read from there, verses 69, and you carry on right up to where the ending of the ruku is, and that is verse 83. So chapter 11 and verse 69, and you carry on right up to verse 83, and what we are doing today, you will find all the details there. I will fill you in with some of the details. Chapter 51, verse number 28. So now he, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, did not realize that these were angels and malaika. He thought they were musafirs and travelers just passing through. So then he organized and arranged for them the food and a nice calf and a nice animal. He slaughtered everything properly, presented to them and asked them, "Ala ta'kulun, you are not eating?" So then, فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَ فَا التَّعْقِيب. Subsequently, أَوْجَسَ أَيْ أَحَسَّ. So hence he felt and perceived, مِنْهُمْ خِيفَ, from them some fear, that who are these people? Are they going to cause me harm? Will they cause my family harm? Will they cause the people harm here in the land of Palestine, in the land of Canaan? قَالُوا, they, the angels, knew. Body language, they can see the man is now terrified and petrified that we are strangers, we don't want to eat. Is there a hidden agenda, ulterior motive? So they, the angels, said, "La takhaf, you must not fear. We have come here for three reasons. Reason number one, to come and meet you. Oh, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, you are so special by all might Allah jalla wa'ala. MashaAllah, from your wife, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, you have a son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. That is when you were 86 years old. Now you are 100 years old, 14 years later. Rabbi habli min as-salihin." He cried, he begged, he petitioned all might Allah jalla wa'ala, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that is in chapter 37 after Surah Yasin, Surah Safat, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Grant me pious children, normal progeny and children. 86 years old, he has Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And his honorable wife is Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha. But the first wife, Sayyida Sarah, still doesn't have children. Now he's 100 years old. So what these angels came and told him? Second reason, وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. And they gave him glad tidings that Allah will grant you a son. He'll be alim. He'll have abundant knowledge and so forth. Be very, very intelligent. If you just juxtapose and draw a comparison. And for Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, they said, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. When Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, they came to give the glad tidings, they said he will be very, very, you understand, halim, one who has a lot of endurance and patience. And for Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, alim. Ismail, the one who listens to Almighty Allah. Ishaq, your son's name, husband's name Ishaq, the one who smiles. So then, now this is something very strange. My husband is so old, I am a barren lady. She, Sayyida Sarah radiallahu anha, is hearing this conversation. And then, remember, they told him, for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, we just made a pit stop here. Our ultimate destination is to go there, to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, and destroy this gay brigade and homosexuals and these people committing the crime of sodomy. Because he, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, cried to Allah, petitioned Allah, chapter 29, verse 30, Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsidin. Oh, beloved Allah, you assist me against these mischief makers, troublemakers. She's hearing the glad tidings, she's old, the husband is 100 years old. فَأَقَبَلَتْ إِمْرَأَتُهُ. Hence, fa التَّعْقِيبَ again. Consequently, hence, فَأَقَبَلَتْ إِمْرَأَتُهُ. Hence, his wife came forward. And now she heard from the malaika and these angels, because they said, we are angels and we came in human form. We can take multi-dimensional form. فِي سَرَّةٍ فِي سَيْحَةٍ. She started shouting in excitement. Loudly she said, فَسْوَكَّتْ وَجْهَهَا فَلَطَمَتْ وَجْهَهَا, and she struck her face. You know, it's a habit of ladies, when something happens to ajuban, astonishing, amazing, they just hit their face, a spontaneous response. She just struck her face, you know, lightly, and she said boldly and loudly, سُرَّتِن وَقَالَتْ عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ, meaning Anna, I'm an old lady, and Aqeem, and I'm very, very old and barren I am. How will I give birth now? قَالُوا, they said, the angels, كَذَلِكِ, this will happen for you. Just like how Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, for her the same thing it was said, it is the command of Allah, it's going to happen. Although no strange men touch you, O Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam episode is much, much earlier compared to Sayyidah Maryam. I just gave that as a citation and a quotation for you to understand. Everything is in the power of Almighty Allah jalla wa la qudrat kamila. Qala rabbuki, your sustainer, nourisher, provider has ordained and prescribed that that will happen. You are old, but yet Allah will give it to you. And your son will be born, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Innahu huwa al-hakimul alim. Verily, he Almighty Allah is all wise and all knowing. Hafiz Dimaria, my beloved honorable ustad, took out his hand, shook my hand. And I was like half crying, today I finished. No, my greatest joy was no more sabak now. I don't have to learn. I must just learn the back now. I must just make it solid. Like, you know, that was my greatest joy. No more sabak, you see that? So alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. What the great bounty Allah gave you, O father, O mother. Your son, your daughter is a hafiz, is a hafiza. Allah says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. That is one of the greatest bounties that Allah has bestowed upon you. You should be rejoicing and you should be very, very happy. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. And it is better than all the platinum, gold, silver, lithium, and whatever else we see here on this earth and beneath the earth, and minerals and so forth and so on. So that is all Almighty Allah encouraging us. Take your one son, take your one daughter, and make them a hafiz, hafizah, and through their barakah, if they continue reading, practicing, inshallah, Allah will give thousands and hundreds of people hidayat, inshallah. Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verses 57 and 58, Almighty Allah speaks of that. Now Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, he's very old. Allah Ta'ala gave him two sons, one to Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha, Hajar, Hajara, both you read. And remember that that is called Tarkheem in the Arabic language, in the Balagha and the rhetoric. And then Sayyidah Sara radiallahu anha, she is blessed with Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. I told you just now about shukr and gratitude. Now he cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 39. Alhamdulillah alladhi wahabali alal kibari Ismaila wa Ishaq. Inna Rabbi lasami'u du'a. Me and you, when our bounties, favors, and whatever we ask for, we receive it, then conveniently, selective amnesia, we forget to thank Allah. Nabi Ibrahim is teaching us a lesson. Alhamdulillah, illadhi. All praises is to who? Almighty Allah. Wahabali, he gave me as a gift. Alal kibari, notwithstanding the fact I'm an old man, 86 years old, 100 years old. Alal kibari, Ismail wa Ishaq. First Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, and then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Who is our beloved Allah jalla wa ala? Inna Rabbi lasami'u du'a. Verily, O my sustainer, Nadisha is the one who listens and answers and responds to our dua and supplications. So we should never ever get tired of begging Allah. Chapter number 40, verse number 60. وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم. Your sustainer, nourisher and provider is commanding you, human being and jinn, call me, beg me, petition me, and I will respond to you. 24/7, Allah is so Rahim, Kareem, that is prepared to give us, but we must keep on begging and asking. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the 3rd of Safar, 1447, South Africa, 90-95% of the countries, cities of the world. It is already the 4th of Safar, this Tuesday, 1447. In Gaza al Mubarakah, today is day number 663. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. 7 jutla sent to hell and dispatched to hell by our Hamas. So we're very proud of Hamas, Alhamdulillah. One settler just shoots a Palestinian because they get away with impunity and injures another person. So that is your Israel, the rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime, and even their own organization, their human rights, Beit Shalim, whatever they call, they said Israel is guilty of genocide. And even their doctors and physicians have said that Israel is guilty of genocide. More than 1,000 rabbis of the world have signed a document and they say that there is genocide going on there in the land of Palestine and occupied Palestine and so forth. So you can see the world is turning against Netanyahu, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, all these haramis and war criminals and so forth. That is Allah. Allah told us more than 1400 years ago. Chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish the Jutla and the Jew right till the day of Qiyamah, whether they are punished by Muslims or non-Muslims or their own people, and that is the Jews and the Zionists and so forth. And Allah Ta'ala made their forefathers and spoke about their people, chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah made them into monkeys and swines and pigs, and you can see the pigs, how they behave. And then regarding their rabbis who don't want to speak the truth, Almighty Allah taught us in chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse 5, that كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. Their parable example is just like that of a donkey carrying big, big encyclopedias and books and so forth and so on. Netanyahu, Setanyahu, the war criminal, says that they're going to annex a part of Gaza. Why? So that the right-wingers and the terrorists in this government, so they can stay in that coalition government. Trump humiliated Netanyahu, Setanyahu, the Israeli apartheid terrorist regime, and said, from Scotland, Trump said, real tribes, real starvation is taking place. There in Gaza, nobody can fake it, and now we must get more food and all that in. But that does not absolve Trump or Biden. They all war criminals. Because, and all the American administration, remember in the past 30, 40 years, that they are helping Israel commit all these crimes of genocide, ethnic cleansing, apartheid, and crimes against humanity, were giving them arms and billions of dollars and so forth. Colombia, we salute you. Well done to Colombia. I went to Colombia, you know, so it's a beautiful country. But remember, they got badnam and disgrace because of the drugs industry and so forth. So anyway, Colombia is halting the coal to Israel. No more coal for you because of your genocide and your way you are treating the Palestinians in Gaza and in the West Bank. OANC, you said you took Israel to the ICJ, but how come when I go to Richards Bay, I see all the coal going there to Israel and all these places? What the hell are you guys up to? You should be the one to expel this Israeli ambassador and close them up and say, it was footsack from here, we don't want you here. You are guilty of multiple war crimes and so forth, and we're not going to supply you with any coal and so forth. But you're bootlicking America and so forth and so on. You must be tough with them. See Colombia and all these countries here. Thereafter, Saudi and France are saying that they are going to go fund, you must remember, a conference at United Nations, and we want a two-state solution. It's just wasting time. France is wasting time, and Saudi's MBS and company, Murtad bin Shaitan, whatever he touches, you give him gold, he will reduce it to dust. You must remember that. It just is. Their two-state solution can never happen. Israel stole the whole Palestine, basically. So what you're talking of two-state? The Pope also woke up, Pope Leo. He says Israel is a barbaric state with their assault on Gaza and so forth. So the Christians, the Jews, any person of some form of justice will condemn Israel. And remember, whether they are people in the sports field or in the political field or whichever field they might be and so forth and so on. Hamas knows when the world has turned against them. They said for every hostage we got, let's say we got 20, that's minimum, right? We want 30 per hostage. So if we give you the 20, you must give us our 600. 100%, you should have said 50 also. So remember, you have them on the back foot for these jutlas and haramis. Thailand and Cambodia agreed to a ceasefire. After a few hours, they broke it. And now again, negotiations. So Trump trumpeting away. He gives ultimatum to Putin. Remember that he thinks that Putin is Iran or Syria or Palestine or something, you know. So he says, Putin, you must agree within 10 to 12 days or less. Then there must be a ceasefire there in Ukraine. Otherwise, we will put in place more sanctions. So Trump, and Putin laughs in his face and say, Trump, you go to hell. You know I have the most nukes and nuclear in the world. If you want me, I'm ready to take America on, NATO on, Israel on, and all your haramis, remember that. Therefore, we like Putin. You see that? You must be tough with these guys. So you remember the Cold War and so forth. An Israeli member of the Knesset, MK. Here they call them MP. There in Israel, they call them MK. So one member is accused of rape. Every day you will find these people are involved in some unsavory activities and so forth. If you know anything of Israeli politics, their president Katzef, he had to go to jail because he couldn't look after his personal rifle, the harami, also molesting and raping his own staff and so forth. Nigeria, very sad incident that the kidnappers killed 35 hostages, but they paid them the ransom. After paying them, they still kill them and so forth. So people like that, you should hang them in public Nigeria, whether they're in Abuja or whether they're in Lagos or wherever. You should do something, you see. But what they go do for the people who won the World Cup and us and all these type of things. So, you know, in the FDS Cup and this Cup, they go give them $100,000 and so forth. And a waste of time, you know. So 30 plus people were killed in Beijing, in China, due to floods there. So it's raining abundantly there in China. And remember, they can't control it. That is Allah. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah does not make noise. 17 people killed in Ecuador. That's South America. You see, they try Islam, say all this alcohol, all these bars and pubs and all that, all are haram, A to Z. So therefore, this guy goes into a bar and he shoots people, must be drunk also, you know. So that is there. He say, let me give them a last round before I send them to Jahannam and so forth. How crazy these guys. EU submitted to Trump like how sheep, you know. So there. So Trump says, anything you buy from America does that 15% tariff, but we buy from you 0%. So where the hell is your guys' brains and all these type of things here? But you see, the European Union are just like, you must remember, a little poodle. You remember that time, the Iraq war, George W. Bush, the war criminal, and his poodle, Tony Blair. So same thing is happening here. They like poodles, these people. But when you take them on like the Taliban of Afghanistan, or you take them on like Hamas, then they will tell you, you are the terrorists, but they are the biggest terrorists, America and Israel, and those who support them, the haramis. See Algeria. Algeria is dead against Israel, America and France. So France colonized them, murdered millions of people there over the years, and now Algeria is teaching France a lesson. No more perks for your diplomats. And if you are going to expel our diplomats and treat them like rubbish there in Paris, in Paris, then we will do the same here. Don't think we're going to be intimidated. That's what we want. We want you must teach those whiteys a good lesson. They think they want to boss you around and so forth. Trump reject Bibi's claim. Netanyahu said no. There is hunger there in Gaza, but not, you must remember, starvation. So Trump told him he's talking nonsense. There is starvation there, and that cannot be faked, you see. So that is humiliation upon humiliation. Let's come to the news, views, interviews in South Africa. SAF Air. You know, SAF Air, they got so many planes flying here and there. So 90% of their pilots rejected the offer that was presented to them. So there's still big rows and ructions going on with SAF Air. Next time I travel, I don't think I'm going to go with SAF Air. So as it is, the seats are also like, I tell the people, they made this for the Chinese people, not for us, like, you know, who are tall, tall people. So we'll see anything what happened. A school principal has been suspended for beating a student there. You must remember in the Eastern Cape. You know, they say no more corporal punishment and so forth. Police are searching for a rapist, a suspected rapist. He raped a lady who's 60 years old in Free State, remember? So that's going to continue. Zimbabwe is telling us, are giving a lesson to South Africa. You know Zimbabwe, Rhodesia. So now they're telling our South Africa that what you worried about America and their sanctions and all that, they are telling you and tariff. Tell them to go for hell. They applied sanctions to us and we're still surviving and so forth. Imagine Zimbabwe teaching South Africa a lesson. Eastern Cape, a madam, a lady teacher was going to school and to teach, obviously, yesterday, and somebody pulled the trigger and killed her. That is our South Africa, you know, the Wild West it has become. So we're heading for chaos, anarchy, and so forth. Only Almighty Allah can protect us, O Muslim. Wherever you are, always read chapter 12, verse 64. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is your best protector. Your security, your alarm, your this gadget, all that, sometimes they will turn against you also. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst he alone, independently, exclusively, is the most merciful one to show mercy. We are not suggesting for a moment you mustn't have security and alarm. We say have everything. But place your trust solely in Allah Jalla Wala. He is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Chapter 7, verse 151. O Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you alone, independently, are the most merciful one to show mercy. Our programs for today, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Hassan Ali. He's from America, based in Pakistan. He'll be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan between 8:30 and 9. Between 11 and 12, we'll have the bliss of marriage, inshallah. And between 1 and 2, we will have the tafsir of the Noble Quran. We have 15 minutes left, Maulana Salim Kareem. Let us fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A.
Mufti Sahab, the Jamiatul Ulama Hind certified yogurt from Clover, South Africa. Please comment and advise.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So the Jamiat Ulama Hind, for those of you who don't know Indian politics and Indian history, the Jamiat Ulama Hind Day in India, Delhi. I slept one night there, you know, when I was studying in Karachi in 77 from Jalalabad. I came and to spend one night in Delhi. So I slept there in their premises and the rats were running around there also. That was their old offices. Now they got all smart, smart places. So anyway, their history goes like this. In 1919, they started, established this organization and they had great, great people involved. You understood? As as time progressed, Sheikh al-Islam Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, Hazrat Mufti Kifayatullah of Ta'alim al-Islam, you know the book we all studied in Madrasa, Hazrat Mawlana Hifzur Rahman of Qasas al-Quran and so forth. So that were the giants. But when these chefs came into, you understand, power, and there's Mahmud Madani and Arshad Madani and all these characters, so therefore me, I agree, you understand, what Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafidullah, Hafidahullah, our Hazrat-ji Nawwarallahu Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Khan Sahib used to say, Maulvi Ahmad Sadiq to Muftiyo ka Mufti hai. You see that? That's a very, very big statement from a very great man. So he's the big Mufti of all the Muftis, you see that? So therefore I call him sometime Mawlana, sometime Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafidahullah. So he called these characters Swami because they do some crazy things, and I don't blame him for that. You must remember that. Now, politically, Islamically, ethically, is a wrong stance. They got many chamchas and sidekicks there. So they will tell them that this is our stance, and we will name them, shame them, and nail them. Where is this plant? Remember, which they certified till 2028. So that's in Bloemfontein. Who is supervising it? How much money are you making, O Jamiat Ulama Hind, from this? Real scholars for dollars you are. Islamically, it's not permissible for you to do so. You got no business to be poking your nose and ugly nose in our affairs in South Africa. So that's wrong. You know the laws of fatwa and verdict and so forth. Number two is this. Ethically, it's wrong. You know Clover is 100% pro-Israel. We're telling our people that they must boycott Clover, and you come and certify Clover. What the hell are you guys doing, O Jamiat of Hind? So you must remember that. So you're a disgrace, and you have lost all credibility in India as well and so forth because of your incompetent leadership. So politically also, remember, they got no nothing. They bootlickers, remember, of Modi and company and so forth. When Pakistan fought them, remember, in that war, and Pakistan gave them a good thrashing, the same Jamiat Ulama Hind were making crazy statements. That one Maulvi there said, even if Jibreel alayhi salam come, we will fight him. So such type of murtads and all that, what you want to come give halal certificates here in South Africa and so forth? We reject it with the contempt it deserves, and they are certificate just like our local organizations. They are halal logos, are not worth the paper on which is written, and without exclusion. You can use my statement anywhere in the world. Remember, all these halal organizations, South Africa, Africa, globally, and America, Europe, wherever you go, is all scholars for dollars business. It's got no real, you must remember, feeling for Islam and so forth. If you got feeling for Islam, then you will go make big, big sacrifices, not sit on your laurels and just give certificates and so forth and so on. So we reject Jamiat Ulama Hind India, what they have done for you in South Africa. Is nothing positive. It is a disservice you have done to the Muslims of South Africa.
Mufti Sahib, if a person has 80,000 rand insurance money to give away, can he give the entire 80,000 to one poor person?
You must ask the question full. Our people, they'll ask harsh question. So he wants to give it to one poor person. He says, this insurance money, young man's a dwarf, this other man's a broad. So now somebody dies, he got the 80,000. He says, I'll give it to this person. But this person is owing him money, owing his shop, his business, his factory money. So then some money will come to him. It's haram for you to do that. So you must give it to such poor people where you are not going to benefit at all. Give to Gaza, give to Sudan, give to Kashmir, give to Syria, Libya. Yeah, in South Africa, there are millions of people living the poverty line. So go give them. You must remember, this kind of money you can give any poor person, Muslim or non-Muslim, get rid of that money and so forth. So that will be our advice, not to give one person and then you're going to get benefit out of it. So that is not permissible.
Want to find out, Mufti Sahib, according to Hanafi law, can I combine Salah as a Musafir? I travel a lot and often unable to stop for Salah. Would it be permissible to combine Zuhr Asr, for example?
My brother, you are a frequent traveler, as you say. So you're going to Hong Kong, you're going to India, you're going here and there and so forth. There's not one faqih, one of the Hanafi scholars who have said, Jama Baina Salatain, to combine salat for your traveling and all that is permissible. No Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, no Imam Abu Yusuf, no Imam Muhammad, no Imam Zufar, no Imam Hassan bin Ziyad. These are the giants of the Hanafi school. Nobody has said it's permissible. Yes, the Hanafi say you can make Jama Suri. Jama Fa'ali. Jama Suri, Jama Fa'ali means same thing. I just give you an example, right? Just to make it resonate with you. Let's say, for example, that you are traveling today to a certain place. And there, the Zuhur time ends at 3:30, okay? So you read your Zuhur Salat at 3:20, 3:25, because 3:30 is cut off. And then after 3:30, Asr time starts. So then you read your Zuhur in the ending time of Zuhur, and you read Asr in the beginning time of Asr. Same thing with Maghrib and Isha. Yet you read your Maghrib Salat because you're traveling in the ending time of Maghrib. And you read Isha in the awal time, starting time. That the Hanafis have allowed and so forth. But to say to take Asr Salat and read it in Zuhur time, or take Zuhur Salat and read in Asr time, or Maghrib Salat and Isha you combine in Maghrib time or Isha time, Jama'at Taqdeem, Jama'at Ta'khir, that no Hanafi scholar has allowed that. Yes, the Shafi'is, Maliki, Zambalis allow it, but what conditions? The journey itself must be permissible. Today people, Maulvis also are doing this nowadays. So many Maulvis, they're going for what? They're going to see a soccer match. Yeah, World Cup came to South Africa, the crazy guys read Jumma and Asr together, because South Africa is playing here at FNB Stadium, you see that? So all haram, all that kintis, nobody allows that. Because the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis and them say you can't make Jama for haram purposes. To see soccer match, you read Asr Salat before time. So since when that is permissible? So today we people are making a mockery of that. So those fuqaha scholars who say permissible, they say that an-ni'matu la tanalu bil-mahzoor. The bounties and favors of Allah cannot be obtained via haram things. You must remember that. So therefore, Hanafis don't allow it at all. And the Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, they allow it, provided the journey itself is permissible.
Mufti Sahab, a family member has openly come out as gay to the extended family, and is asking to be accepted and to have a close relationship with the family members. Habib, what do the extended family members do in this situation?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, various compilations. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, "Uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul." When both parties are sane and mature and they commit the crime of sodomy, homosexuality, gay business, and then you must kill them. Their death penalty will be applicable. They must liquidate them, get rid of such people from our society. They are a cancer, they are a menace to the society. And he, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, inna akhwafa ma akhafu la ummati amila amala qawmi lutin. One of the things I fear the most my ummah will indulge in is sodomy and homosexuality. Between husband and wife also is haram, male to male also is haram, and everything, this woman to woman, lesbian also is haram, and so forth. In Islam, we promote and we advocate a pure and a chaste society. So we need to be clear. So obviously we can't do all that in South Africa. If he says it's permissible, he's a murtad as well. If he says that he knows it's not permissible, but it's his personal weakness, so in all cases, you, the family, must never accept him. You must boycott him, excommunicate him. On the next Medjota Dunni, we don't want nothing to do with you, I said in Afrikaans, and we will say, La Salama wa La Kalam, that we will not make salam to you, we will not speak to you, we will not invite you. So that is wajib, compulsory and mandatory upon you, the family, that you must not associate with this gay brigade and so forth. Allah protect us all. Allahumma hassin farji. Ya Allah, protect my private part. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this authentic, beautiful dua mentioned in Musnad Ahmad.
Ustaz, is it permissible to pay a library fine with interest money?
So you went to the library and you took a book and they told you, Papa, that by 15th of July it must be paid. And you come there yesterday, you're going to go there this week and give it. So there'll be fines to pay it because you didn't give back the book on the appointed time. So all fines like this and so forth. Yes, the fatwa will be you can use interest money and pay that fine. Whether it's taxes or rates or customs and you pay it with interest money is acceptable. But interest itself is absolutely, totally haram and condemned, remember. Go read the Noble Quran, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279, and then you will understand all forms and shapes and sizes of interest, riba, sud is totally haram and unlawful.
Muftisab, is it permissible to have a ligation due to two high-risk pregnancies?
Today, our ladies, that because the doctors also, they just want to make money. You understood? When I, in my travels, you must hear what things people speak. Muslim doctor, non-Muslim doctor, we don't paint everybody with the same brush, but we will see majority of them. They just want to make maximum amount of money in minimum time. So if you go the normal way, then they have to wait and wait and wait. They say, no, just come C-section, cesarean section, and so forth. So now this lady had two children, now maybe third one, and then that one will be also C-section. So say now we go for ligation. So remember the principle, the usul. The usul is what? That when a lady or a male for that matter wants to get sterilized or what have you, so remember it's a method that's irreversible, so then it's haram and not permissible in Islam. In certain cases, if you adopt reversible methods, the male or female, because of health or whatever and so forth, so that would be acceptable in certain cases. But irreversible, not permissible. Use, I don't pass judgment on all, but people, they share their secrets with us, you know. You see, some ladies, I don't say all, some ladies, they go for this ligation and they married and so forth. Then they decide, but this is very good. So now they start striking up an affair with this man, and so they know the normal pregnancy. And so you see, one haram leads to so many other haram things. I don't say in all cases, but some cases. So therefore, all this business is all haram and stay away from it.
Mufti Saab, I wanted some insight on moving into a new home. Any sunnah steps that we can follow?
Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha taught us that whenever you want to start something like tomorrow, inshallah, we will start the 27th juz, the 27th part of the Noble Quran. So remember that. So that is Wednesday. So Wednesday, Tuesday night, Wednesday, you move into your new house, mashallah. Or Friday. Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam. If you want to study the hadith of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, where will you find it? In Al-Maqasidul Hasana, right in the ending by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah. And Sayyidul Ayyam is mentioned in every hadith kitab almost, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad and so forth regarding Friday. So Thursday night move in, Friday morning move in, or Tuesday night, Wednesday move in, you move into your new place and residence, and thereafter read the entire Surah Baqarah, preferably in one sitting. Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah, fa inna akhdaha barakah. By reading it, Allah will bless you with barakah and blessing. Wa tarkaha hasra, and you don't read it, then there will be remorse and regret. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَى. The evil forces cannot overpower it. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Today people will make mashallah, subhanallah, but many of them are burning with jealousy and envy. They want your house must get burnt and damaged and so forth. That is the world we live in. May Allah protect us all. Allah ta'ala makan or makin. Dono ko barakat ata farmai. Makan, Allah give barakah, blessing to your house. And the makin, the people will stay in that beautiful house. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.